At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I love your accent.
American women all love accents.
We do, because we don't got none.
Flula Borg.
You guys are in this delicious city. You can breathe in the same oxygen that, like, Bill Wellington breathes in. And Will Perdue.
Actor.
Your team is like a heated mess. You know, a mess where heat is applied to it. So what once was a little messy is now even messier.
American sports enthusiast.
The boys in the trench, they sit in the trench and they look around and they... And a spit, and a hat.
Troll.
You're the yodelers?
Yeah, you don't skippy play.
And you were gonna give our string to Barb?
Ding, ding. Give this person a strudel for the correct answer.
Flula Borg.
Oh, and that was when I took it personal.
It became personal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, nice. Oh, you had it ready for the beep beep. That was very good, guys. I like this.
On 670 The Score.
We wanted to get an international flavor on the Cubs' trip to Japan. So, of course, we reached out to Flula Borg.
It's natural when a baseball begins in the Far East that we reach out to our German friend because he's our international baseball correspondent, Lawrence. So I can only imagine that this game and this series really resonated with you in a personal way, Flula. Hello. It's good to see you.
Oh, hello to you guys. How are you doing? I'm so very excited to be located with you in a radio and video way.
So am I.
It's lovely to see you. Does baseball remain the most confused game that you are knowing, or do you feel like you have a better handle on baseball these days?
No, baseball remains just as confusing as dating, as calories, as all of the other things. Nobody knows how volcanoes work, just like baseball. I'm confused, but I love it.
Seriously, you don't get it anymore? You've been watching it now for several years. We thought maybe you would have picked it up a little bit.
Listen, everyone is watching it. That's what's happening for 98% of the game. We are all just watching, but nothing is occurring. And sometimes I don't know what it is.
No, that's fair. That's fair. There's not a lot of action. You find that frustrating, the lack of the ball being in play as much as it is?
Well, I feel like there is probably some like subtle communicatings, just like when two people at a bar are flirting. Perhaps that's what's happening when that man is on the mountain and that man is covered in pads. They're like doing things. I don't know what it is. I just want my popcorn and my Cracky Jackies.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about German culture is that you guys don't judge when it comes to stuff like that.
No. We listen. We tried that. We tried judging and then we realized it's a very bad idea. Just shut up and kick the ball around, you know? That's all we do.
All right. let me take notes. Judging didn't go well for the German.
Yeah, noted.
Yeah. That's fair. So when you watch a game in Japan, like, does the Japanese take on baseball make it more confusing or less confusing?
Oh, listen, if you're speaking Russian to me or Swahili, the same thing occurs. I'm just trying to understand the things coming out of your mouth. I'm Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, except with baseball.
Well, I mean, that's good. He was very handsome in that movie, and so is Flula in all the movies and TV shows that he's been. Flula, I've actually been taking German on Duolingo for the last, like, month. I've been working on it. I find it to be a very satisfying language to speak. And I only know a few words, but I know Ich bin Lawrence, right? I am Lawrence. Milch und Wasser, bitte.
Yep.
What other words do I need to know that you can say on American radio that won't get us in trouble? But what are some good words that I might not learn from Duolingo that will do me well if I ever go and visit Germany?
So you just said milk and water, please. Is this your restaurant order? You get some dairy milk and some water. That is all you order. What kind of diet is this? I'm concerned for your health.
Un Brot.
Oh, wow. You added a slice of bread. This is the most boring meal. This is not Duolingo. This is Monolingo. You need to increase the lingos immediately. I'm concerned for you. This is dangerous. Okay, yes, I have some words for you. So Germany has very many tasty words. Here's one I like, and this is safe for American radios and broadcasts. Schattenparker, okay? Schattenparker is a shade parker. It is a person who's afraid to park their car in the sun because when they sit down, when they get inside, the seats are too hot. Get over it.
Schattenparker.
It sounds like you're cursing. You are not, I promise.
I love that.
That's really good. That sounds like an insult, though. Would you be insulted if someone called you a Schattenparker?
Deeply. I don't care how hot my legs burn when I sit down on that pleather seat.
Okay, that's a good one. Give Lawrence another German word.
Schattenparker.
Okay, Schattenparker, very good. Another one I like is Treppenwitz.
Yeah. Treppenwitz?
Treppenwitz is a staircase joke, but here's what it means. It means you are in an argument with someone and then you're like leaving, and as you are going down the staircase after the fight, you think of that perfect response. But it's too late, you're on the staircase.
Ah, Treppenwitz.
Oh, man. Yeah, we all have experience with that. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Flula, you're the best. Did you watch the Japanese games where they all had individual player songs? Like, every player that came up had an individual song. Would that work in Germany? Is that possible that something like that could work?
It would work, but each music song would need to be 18 seconds in length at most. There would need to be no words, and only 3 minutes instruments are allowed. Sorry.
Understandable. I mean, the Japanese fans seem very respectful. It seems kind of unique for fans across the globe, the way that they look at sports.
Yes, very different from what Germans, you know, we are rude. Like, there are bonfires, there are food items prepared strictly to be thrown onto the field. I know this is similar in Latin America. And of course, in America, you guys are going crazy, Jones, for all of your sports. Everyone's screaming. All the nipples are out. If you're a girl or a man, it doesn't matter. The nipples are out. Everything is painted. It's confusing.
And again, German culture seems to be okay with all of that stuff. There's no judging.
No, not at all.
There's no kink shaming in Germany.
Do you have a fondness for Japan? I mean, you guys were allies there for a while.
Wow.
Okay, listen.
Really?
That was a mistake. But hey, I have never been to Japan. I mean, of course I went to watch these games. You sent me their first class tickets.
Yes,
I had all kinds of delicious sushis, and I saw the front row seats of the games. But yes, in real life, I would love to visit this place. Count me in, minus our histories.
Okay. I mean, I didn't mean to bring it up. It's a sore spot. I understand. But
listen, I wasn't there. It's okay.
Yes, you.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're there. We sent you there.
Yeah. So how was it in Japan? What was your favorite part about being there on the company dime, since we did send you?
Oh, I loved it when Tommy Lasorda put in Hideo Nonomo, and then Ryan Sandberg stole a pillow.
I love that part too, Flula.
We need more pillows. The Cubs did not steal nearly enough pillows.
Well, they have made the pillows bigger now too.
Oh, this is true.
I know Flula has been all over that last year when they changed the rules and they made the pillows bigger because players were complaining that they weren't getting enough rest.
Yes, listen, you need a California King pillow. That's my rule. If you're going to steal it, make it worth it. You know, don't steal a tiny Twinkie. Steal two double-doubles, extra fries.
What? Flula Borg is with us, our international sporting correspondent. What's your favorite international sport, if it's not baseball? What's your favorite of all of them?
Well, of all of the sports, of course, I love basketball the very most. This is my most favorite of all of the sports. Dirk Nowitzki, greatest player of all time. Number two, of course, Michael Jordan. Sorry, but it's true. Number three, Detlef Schrempf of the Supersonics.
And number four, Franz Wagner.
Oh, man. You must love that.
The Wagner twins. They're not twins, but the Wagner bros are tied.
Did you watch Court of Gold? We both loved that documentary. It showed one of the Wagners was weeping. Lawrence, who was sobbing?
It was Franz. He was. Flula, you would love it. It goes back over last year's Summer Olympics in the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And Germany is prominently featured because they had won the FIBA World Championship, and they thought that they were the big dogs going into that.
Mm. Yes, they thought of the hoo-hoo. They did not stand a chance, but that's okay. Dennis Schröder was still very good. But then reality enters, and you probably cannot medal if all of the NBA players are playing. I cannot believe we won this World Cup. It was very confusing to me. I thought I had glaucoma when I saw, but it was definitely a basketball World Cup that Germany won. Oops, I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I liked it better when Germany lost, but that's just historically how I feel. Don't take it personally.
Listen, wow. Listen, I'm still happy we lost. Just so you know, I remain very happy. I'm on Team America winning that war, and also the movie Team America. Very funny.
I wish you would have been in Team America. That was a great movie.
Yeah, you would have been good in there. Gonna need a montage.
Yes. Count me in. I'll do all the voices. This is my Ben Affleck. Hi, I have terrible impressions.
So Flula, can I ask you a couple acting questions? I know we're taking you out of your sports realm here, but I do have some questions for you. Like, you're IMDb now, when it comes to voice acting, is getting long. So what are those days? You're right. You're right. That's on me. What are those days like when you're voicing an animated character? Do you enjoy it? Is it a long day? Does it take? What's the process like?
The most fun you can have, because you can wear anything you like, pants, no pants, sweatpants, two pants, it doesn't matter. You can go and have as many snacks as you like, and they don't have to move the lights. They don't have to say, resetting exploding automobile. No, they just say, hey, say that one thing one more time, and then I do it and I pee.
And then you get paid.
Sometimes. Listen, I don't know where these checks go. I've paid zero attention. If you feed me, I will be there. I'm like that Field of Dreams field. If you feed me, I will come.
All right, so look, I got another acting question because I'm a bit of a comic book geek. With James Gunn taking over things DC, could we maybe see you return to the DC universe?
Listen, I'm lighting all of the candles. I'm saying all of the seance words. If I can make this happen, I will do it. But like Pat Sajak, I cannot control the wheel. I can only encourage people to spin it.
But Flula, do they even have sushi in Germany, to your experience?
We do, but we are, as you know, not near to the ocean for the most part. So I recommend maybe not eating it in my hometown. But sometimes I'm feeling risky and I do it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. How do you think a baseball series would do in Germany, in all honesty? And are there teams that should go or teams that should not go to Germany?
Oh, number one, the Milwaukee Brewers must go. They have a delicious team name. And yes, you must come. Baseball is growing in Germany like a chia pet.
It is, actually. Like, they have a World Baseball Classic team? I think they did, actually.
We are, yes. Okay, look, it is not like basketball and not like soccer and things like this, but we are loving. Look, the NFL is coming. We are very excited to have some baseball, and then I will learn the rules, I promise, possibly.
Yeah, there's a great Deutschland cap that we should send Flula.
Oh, we definitely should. We'll do that.
Please do it.
In addition to the first-class tickets to go to the next international series. Flula, you're the best. Thank you so much for covering it like the blanket that you do and for loving baseball as much as you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm like a German Snuggie. Thank you very much, guys.
Danke, mein Bruder.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, Milch und Wasser. Auf Wiedersehen.
He's the best. The brilliantly talented Flula Borg, our international baseball correspondent.
He's awesome. And now I got a couple words that I got to go make sure and check that they weren't curse words.
Schadenpacke.
And Shane, you heard what I heard, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Instead of do, speaks at you to Flula. We'll run that back.
How would a baseball series Jew in Germany?
Yeah.
Is what I said.
You did say that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Get Sandy Koufax over there.
A little Freudian slip, maybe?
Could be.
Look at you, man.
What, man? I thought I was extremely respectful. I told him I was happy that they lost, and he agreed. He agreed. That was amazing. He's the best. And
I like that he's just willing to come and just play with two idiots on the radio.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more.
He's such a good improver. He got his start doing it with Conan. And if Conan's going to have you out there as a writer and bring you out to improv like once every couple months, yes, then you got to be pretty good.
I was able to have a very short conversation with him in German.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And he told you that you must have been studying on Monolingo.
He's right. I'm just at the beginning.
And your order, you go to a restaurant, you're like, I'd like some bread, some water, and some milk, please.
Look, my father always told me a man can live off of bread and water. A man can thrive off of bread and milk.
There you go. There you go. It is 670 The Score. It is Spiegel and Holmes. And we need to catch up on a few different things, which we will. And we'll also bring you some other stuff in a minute. Let me remind you, by the way, that Circus Sports Illinois and 670 The Score invite you to kick off the start to March College Hoops with us. That's this Friday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Mark Grody will join me, Matt Spiegel, from 2 to 6 p.m. as we do the show live as the tournament action heats up. Enjoy every game, specials on buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light, and more. It's all sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be.
And since we did talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament, and we should tell you that our coverage of hoops here on The Score is brought to you by Bet365. We'll take a break. Let's talk a little bit about the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase has some thoughts about that we will share next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.